Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Because of the holiday, which is the 4th of July today, we trust that you're having a great, for those in the United States, are having a great 4th of July. And for those who are international that understand our holiday here in the United States, thank you as well. It is a great day. We trust that you're having a wonderful day as well. Hey, thank you so much for your time today. Hey, Elder Kevin Vaughn here, moderator for Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We are going to have a rebroadcast tonight, just because you never know who is going to be listening tonight all around the world. So thank you so much for joining us. Have a great evening. Happy holidays, and have a great rest of the week. And appreciate you guys supporting Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. God bless you now. Take care. We'll be on here for about another 40 minutes or so, listening to the wonderful prayer. Again, this is a rebroadcast of Prayer Time.
Blog Talk Radio.
There was a holy hush all over as I walked into the room, and I stood before him face to face. I was gloriously made new. There was a great and awesome presence and a light as bright as day as I bowed to kneel with the angel. I heard the Spirit say, "All right, all right, to stand before the throne in the presence of the Holy One. All right, all right." As we worship the Messiah, all right. Then I looked at those all around me with their hands uplifted high, and the Spirit laid his hands on me, and I uplifted mine. We were singing hallelujah, praises to his name. As I bowed to kneel with the angel, I heard the Spirit say, "All right, all right, to stand before the throne in the presence singing holy, 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 worthy, worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. He is the great I am. All right, all right, to stand before the throne in the presence of the Holy One. All rise, all rise, as we worship worship.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, yes, we worship God today, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They'll be up shortly, but before we get started, you better give God some praise for being here right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Thank God for life today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God for life. What a beautiful song by Babby Mason, All Rise. And we can't give God enough praise, as you know. Let's give him another round of applause for the Lord, because he is so good to us. Amen. 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 Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you this evening, guys. I appreciate you so much for being with us. Also, too, I want you to give a round of applause and a round of prayers and adoration to also Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw being with us tonight as well. Y'all give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the man and woman of God tonight. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, we love Bishop and Doc. Amen. Yes, yes, we love the Crenshaw family. We thank Bishop and Doc for their leadership, for their love for the body of Christ, for the people. We thank them for their teaching and training throughout this week as well. Thank you so much, Doc, and it's very, very needed and very, very thankful. We just want to make sure you know that we are very appreciative. Brother John would say we're very appreciative of Bishop and Doc being on the network today. Yes, sir. Amen. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be opening up the lines a little later on. If you have a prayer request, praise report, or a comment later on, hit *1 on your phone. We'll mention it again later on. I'll mention it again to you later on. Hit *1 if you have some time there. You would like to say Bishop and Doc on the line with a prayer request, praise report, or a comment tonight. Hey, also, too, our scripture coming up. Well, let me give the number out first. Number 347-843-4559. I think all of you would agree. All of us need prayer. The entire planet, 8 billion plus people need prayer right now in Jesus' mighty name. Yeah. And we thank God for prayer. That number, 347-843-4559, that is the call-in number for those in your family, and those around you as well. You can text that out even while you're on the line, 347-843-4559. Hey, tonight's scripture coming up will be Psalms 24, verses 7 through 10. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 24 in your time of meditation. Some of you have already read your word, maybe already. We thank you for that time as well unto the Lord. And remember to keep that word in you, folks. Keep the word of God. That's what is holding this thing together, and the Spirit of the Lord is with us right now in Jesus' name. Yes, yes. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, and we are excited about you being with us tonight, and we are praying for you as well. Let's go to the Word, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to the Word. Psalms 24, verses 7 through 10, and prepare your hearts and minds for the Bishop coming up shortly, and Dr. Crenshaw as well. God bless you. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. As you know, there's been songs written on that verse right there. Who is the King of Glory? Who is the Lord strong and mighty? The Lord mighty in battle. Amen. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. And the last verse tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about Psalms 24, 7 through 10. Who is the King of Glory? Lord of hosts, he is the King of Glory. Shalah. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise, for he is the King of Glory. Let nobody mistake that one. Amen. 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 Even the demons know and bow before God, mighty, almighty, and the Son. So we thank God for his word tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you would, put your mind and hearts together as we open up the mic in a few seconds here. But you would, put your hands together for the man and woman of God. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us tonight, sir. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless everyone tonight. We're grateful to the Lord once again to be in the presence of Almighty God. God has been so grateful to us And we thank God for all the miracles that he has performed in our lives, that he has allowed us another opportunity to come and give him glory and give him praise, because he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. He is our present help in time of trouble. He's our comforter. And God, we're praying tonight that he'll continue to bless his people all over this world. And even those that have lost loved ones, we are praying for God to strengthen them and be with them and encourage them and keep them in the way. Father, we give you glory because you alone is worthy of the praise and glory. We thank you, Lord, for the healing of our bodies. We give you praise because you have worked a miracle in our lives. And we magnify the Lord for his goodness tonight. Oh, words cannot express. And words cannot express what God and the goodness of God and the grace of God and the mercy of God and the love of God and the kindness of God and all that God continues to do in our lives. We thank God tonight for the body of Christ. We thank God for the people of God. We thank the Lord for those that know how to pray and seek the face of God. We give God the glory for you tonight. And we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you are making everything all right in our lives. You're making everything all right. You're strengthening those that feel weak. Oh, God, you're opening eyes, those that are blind. We thank you tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We magnify you. We adore you. We appreciate you. God, we glorify your name. You alone is worthy of all the glory and the honor. We got in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood tonight. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. And we give you glory, Lord, for you. Thank you for your miracle working power. Thank you for your healing power, your keeping power, your saving power, your delivering power, Father God, in the name of Jesus. As you continue to open doors in the lives of people everywhere, God, you continue to work miracles, God. You continue to open doors. You continue to bless people, Lord. Bless their family, their children, God, their loved ones, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the works of the Lord continue to go on in the earth realm. Father, we thank you. You are making us available for you. And Father, we give you glory for it tonight. We magnify your name because you alone is worthy to be praised. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, for families. You're bringing them closer together with you. You're thinking, God, you're mending the broken pieces in their lives, God. You're putting back families together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you for it. We thank you, God, as even as you continue to bless every child in those families, God. Continue to bless every child. Strengthen them, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen that mother, God, in the name of Jesus. That wife, that sister, that relative. Father, you are all-knowing, God. You know every secret. Father God, we give you glory for it tonight. And we praise you, God, as we hold fast to your word. We thank you because now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think and ask. And Father, we thank you for it tonight, God. We pray for our nation, God. We need you as never before. Father God, bring us back to the place where we first found you. Bring us back to that place that you'll open us and give us a heart and a hunger for you as never before. Father God, for righteousness, for the truth, for the righteousness of God's word. Father, we glorify you for it tonight. And the kingdom of God, the word of God, let us know some about it. And violence must be taken by force. Father, we thank you. We stand on your word. And you watching over your word to perform it. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And you was wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace is among you. But it's with your sight we already here. We decree healing in the lives of people everywhere tonight. We decree miracles in their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, God. We give you glory in advance, God. We praise you in advance. And we call those things to be not as though they already are. Father, we glorify you for it. We praise you for every child, God. Lord, we ask you to look on them, God. Come on in your blood. Father, in the name of Jesus, those that are traveling, God, during these seasons of summer, God, let them travel in safety, God. Let them be protected by your angels, God. Let your angels have charge over their lives, God. Keep them in the way. Keep them from evil and danger. And Father, we thank you for it tonight. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, you continue to move in this earth realm. Open the eyes, God. Open our eyes that we may be able to see. Open our ears that we'll hear your word. And God, know your voice. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We praise your name, God. We glorify you because you're good. We praise you because you're alone and worthy. We magnify you because you are the King of Kings. And you are the Lord of Lords. You are mind regulator, the heart fixer. Father, we thank you tonight as you test the heart and mind of all the God. Seem weary, God. Your word said, let us not be weary in well-doing. In due season, we are going to reap and not one thing. We thank you for it in advance, God. We glorify you for it in advance. Father, we pray for every city, God. We pray for every hospital of Mosley. We pray for our government, God, our government leaders, Lord. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, as you, God, allow them to change laws, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. We plead the blood, We plead the blood tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness, your grace, been extended over our lives. We thank you, God, for another opportunity. We pray for that mother tonight, God. Strengthen that which remains, Lord. Encourage the heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As we pray for our government, God, as we pray for every nation, every city, every country, Lord, as we pray for every minister of the gospel, oh God, we pray, God, you open the eyes, oh God, speak of all amongst us. I see a mobile runner, a labadea. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand clearly on your word, Lord. We glorify you for what you're doing even in this hour. We thank you for every miracle that you're going to perform, those that have not been performed. You're going to do it, God. We stand on the word, God. We know you will, and you know we're able. And now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for that missing child tonight. Cover them in your blood, Lord. Cover that child, Lord. Cover that mother, God, tonight, God. Cover that father tonight in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for restoration, oh God. You're restoring that hallelujah. You're restoring that, God. We thank you. You're bringing that child back to God, Lord. You're bringing that hallelujah. That son back to God, in the name of Jesus, that daughter, God. Oh, God, we decree and declare, God, your word will not return void. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, for turning around. God, you're delivering them. You're delivering them. You're delivering them, God. You're delivering them from every habit, God. You're delivering them from you're turning around, God. You're turning around, Lord. We thank you for
Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for doors of being open now, God. We thank you for ways of being made with God. We thank you, God, you for buying jobs, God, like never before. People will raise up and rise up and do what needs to be done, God, in the kingdom of God. And Father, we glorify you for it tonight. We praise your name, Jesus. We lift your name up out of our side. We stand a little more every crooked place may make straight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, reveal it all in this prayer. Lord, we thank you, God. We'll be glorified in the earth realm. You be glorified in our lives. I see about break on the Moshe about. Let's speak on the Moshe about. In the name of Jesus, cover our children, our grandchildren, every generation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus, God. They will be blessed in the city. They will be blessed in the field. They'll be blessed in the incoming. They'll be born. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the blessing of the Lord and make it rich and add no sorrow. We thank you, Jesus. Miracles are taking place in the lives of families, God. You're uniting families back together, God. You're uniting wives and husbands, children, mothers and daughters, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. You be glorified and we forever give you all the praise. All the glory shall be thine forever. We thank you, Lord. We pray for that man and that woman in the hospital tonight. We pray for that daughter in the hospital tonight. Oh, have in the name of Jesus, we thank you for that miracle, God. Even on that job, God. Oh, you're making an emotion. You're sitting in the name of Jesus. Bring peace in that home, God. Peace in the mind, oh God. Peace in that family, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We glorify you for it. We call it so, God. We've ever given you praise. It is already done. We feel that about such about you are. You ought to say this day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You ought to say our steps, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We send a little more hope about. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight, and we glorify God, as your angels have given, we have given your angels charge over us, to keep us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify your name. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray tonight. Have your way, have your way, have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. You're healing the heart. You're healing the mouth. You're healing in the soul. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Look on the chapter's families tonight, God. Strengthen the mother, Lord, the father, the wife. Strengthen them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen the daughter, the sisters, and the cousins, Lord. Strengthen them in your name, oh God. Oh, yes. Oh God, God, your word said, we the may endure for night, but joy gonna come in the morning. Father, we thank you, Lord. Amen. God, we thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you praise. God, bless that family everywhere tonight that have lost a loved one, God. Bless them, strengthen them, encourage their heart, God. Be with them, God. Comfort them, God, as a lost a child. Comfort them, Lala Moshea. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. Hasikola La Moshea. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen around the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We'll be bringing up Dr. Crenshaw next. I wanted to just share with you, if you do have a praise report prayer request later on, and also a comment after Dr. Crenshaw comes on. We'll be glad to bring that on. We'll open up the lines for you later on. At this time, we want to open up the lines for Dr. Crenshaw. Doc, thank you so much for being with us tonight. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder Kevin. Certainly thank God for that prayer from Bishop Crenshaw. I want to encourage everyone that's listening tonight with the scripture in Philippians, the fourth chapter, and verse number 6. The word of the Lord tells us, be careful for nothing. That's a powerful word. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, in that prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, that means in spite of whatever the challenges are that we think we need to pay more attention to, not realizing that God is watching over our lives. So in the midst of whatever it is, he's telling us to be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, should keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of God that passes all understanding. When we can't seem to know what's going on, what seems to be the challenges we may face, the Bible says that he would give us some peace that passes all understanding. That reminds me of a scripture in the book of Proverbs, the 7th chapter and the 4th verse. Very, very powerful scripture when he tells us to be careful for nothing, because sometimes we can't fathom that in our mind, because sometimes we're challenged by what decisions we should make. God, should I go this way? Should I go that way? That's why we need the leadership of the Holy Spirit. All of us need the Holy Ghost in our lives. If you have not received Christ in your life, and the Lord Jesus is not Lord over your life, we need the Holy Spirit. The Bible said, praise God, those that are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. So we need the Holy Spirit to lead and guide and direct us and to help us make decisions that are sometimes challenging. But Proverbs 7 and 4 tells us this. Praise God, let us say unto wisdom, hear this, say unto wisdom, you are my sister. Now that's powerful. Say to wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, you are my sister. Now consider a sister. Consider what that means in the natural. That sister, you have the same parents, same mother, same father, however you want to put it. But the reality is, it has the same DNA line. So wisdom that comes straight from God. Praise the Lord. We need to make wisdom our sister. So, praise God, every decision we make, it needs to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Make wisdom our sister. Call wisdom my sister. And understanding a relative. Isn't that something? And sometimes we try to put understanding before wisdom, when the Bible said that he don't give us peace as a part of all understanding. We're trying to understand stuff that God wants to give us divine wisdom to know what to do, how to respond, how to act, how to do whatever we need to do. We need wisdom ahead of understanding. Because when we're challenged by things and our mind is in a turmoil, the scripture has already declared right here in Philippians, I'm going to give you peace that passes all understanding. So don't try to get understanding without asking God first for wisdom on how to deal with something. But the Bible said, he that lacketh wisdom, ask it. Ask it of God. Ask God the wisdom. Father, teach me. Coach me. Tell me what to say. How to say it. What would Jesus do? That's what I'm saying in this situation. We need to be consciously saying to ourselves, when life challenges come our way, what would Jesus do in this situation? So be reminded of Proverbs 7 and 4. Call wisdom your sister. Call wisdom, my God. Let wisdom be a part of your immediate family or your immediate situation. Let wisdom into your room. Wisdom that doesn't come from man, it comes from God. And I tell you, if we do that, that's how we're going to have peace. That's the best of all understanding. Because by the time we allow ourselves to get all wrapped up in the things that the enemy may send our way to distract us, disturb us, but be sickness in the body, challenges in the home and families, whatever it may be, things that we're going through, we're going to need the wisdom of God to be the first of kin in our lives, that sister, that brother, however you want to put it, whatever makes you comfortable. The reality is, wisdom should be a part of the immediate situation, the immediate part of your life, that you take hold to that. And with that, you'll be able to understand and comprehend Philippians, the fourth chapter, when it says, cast your cares upon me, he cares about you. Praise the Lord, the cares. Praise the cares of this world come, that we must realize he's going to give us peace as the past law of understanding. Yes, I get it now. I get it now because I'm not trying to do this thing on my own. As Bishop began to pray, he said a word more powerful. The kingdom of God for the vital. And vitamins, we got to do what? We got to take it by force. We cannot pity-pat around with what the enemy is sending into our lives, our families, and our children's lives, their personal lives, and marriages to distract and destroy. You got to take that thing, amen, by force, the kingdom of God. And what does that mean? That means we got to seek God, as the scripture has said here, that we shared here, in all things, but in everything, not some things, not some things, things we want to pick and choose, no, and everything by prayer and supplication. And while I'm praying in the midst of what I can't seem to understand, I'm going to give God thanks. If they with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So remember this. Next time you're in the midst of something that's going on, doesn't make sense, you're trying to figure it out, don't try to figure it out. Make wisdom. Call wisdom your sister. Praise the Lord. Allow the Holy Spirit to give you peace as the path of all understanding. And he's going to give you the direction. He's going to lead and guide you into all truth. And he's going to tell you exactly what to do. Praise the Lord. God bless you. That's you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. And ladies and gentlemen, all across the network, if you're just joining us, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife, giving us that powerful word of wisdom and understanding. And ladies and gentlemen, as you know, Jesus, when he wanted to consult, he consulted with the Father. And I'm excited about that. That's what we got to do, folks. We got the Spirit of the Lord and the Father to consult with. So we must go to the Father. We must go to Jesus. We must go to the Holy Spirit for all things concerning. So we're excited about that. Thank you so much, Doc. Powerful word. Folks, we need to carve that in our brains, right, in our memory banks, in our subconscious, to know we go straight to God, through Jesus Christ, on anything that we need. It's in the scripture. It's part of the word. And guess what? We win every time when we go to the Father for all things through his Son. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. We're going to open up the lines here, and I want to give you a chance to come in. If you have a comment or a prayer request or a praise report, feel free to come online if you like. This is the Global Network. Hit star one on your phone. We'll put you in queue. Amen. We're going to go to our first caller, and Brother John's family. Brother John, you're online with Bishop.
Yes. Good evening, Elder Kevin. First, I'd like to thank God, because I was thinking how beautiful it is for us Christians to be able to get on the prayer line and all pray together and listen to an awesome word. And I'd like to thank you, Elder Kevin, for standing in the gap for Bishop and Doc, you know, in their absence. And I would like to thank everybody on the prayer line for praying, and thank God for answering all our prayers for the healing of my wife, as she went to the doctors and they let her know that no surgery was required. All she had to do was keep taking her oral meds. So that's a blessing. And I would like to, I want to welcome Team Crenshaw back. Team Crenshaw back. And I'd like to thank them both. I'd like to thank them both for the word of God and the wisdom and the word that they share with us all every week. Amen.
Amen, Brother John. You got that right. I'm with you on that one, my friend. God bless you and your family, and we thank you for all your wonderful words, and we return those to you, double portion back to you, my friend, in the name of Jesus. So we love you so much, and God loves you even more. So praise the Lord. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time that you can come online and share with Bishop if you have a praise report, comment, or a prayer request. Feel free to do that. I'll give you a few more seconds before we give it back over to Bishop tonight, as we get ready to let you go tonight as well. Praise God. Amen. Hit star one if you like, star one on your phone, if you have a prayer request or a praise report as well. Amen. As you know, we all continue to pray. We all have, I think every one of us have a topic We also have someone to pray for. We have unspoken and spoken requests as well. Those can go directly to God, as you know, through Jesus Christ. So y'all have your time of prayer even now and later on. Before you lay your wonderful head down, pray. When you get up, pray. You get up in the middle of the night, pray. You know, whatever situation, always have that prayer time and have that thought of the Lord on your mind each and every day. So we're excited about that. Praise God. Amen. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to turn this back over to Bishop. Bishop, back to you, sir. Thank you so much.
God bless you. We appreciate you, Elder Kevin. Thank God for Dr. Crenshaw for that awesome word of encouragement. We thank God for each of you coming on prayer line each week, and we give God the glory for the miracles that he's still working miracles in our lives. We good is goodness and mercy, faith, and do this forever to all generations. One writer said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I can say he's good. He's good. He's better than good. He's gooder, gooder than good. And he is gracious, and I'm grateful for his goodness. And give God glory for all that he is doing in your life as well. We praise God for you. God keep on blessing you. He did it all over again. He just keep doing great things. Amen. He just keep doing great things. And we give him thanks. And we can't praise him enough. But we can give him glory for all the things he's doing. And God bless you tonight. Continue to hold on and be encouraged. He's working it out. God bless you, Elder Kevin.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop, for your time tonight and Doc's time tonight as well. Ladies and gentlemen, like Doc and Bishop were saying, hey, we got to give God all the glory and all the praise, ladies and gentlemen, each and every day. So don't forget to praise him, folks. No matter what's going on, he still is worthy of all our praise. Matter of fact, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for tonight's prayer time with Bishop and Doc. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to remember to stay excited about the Lord. Stay excited. He has done everything for us. Man, I tell you, when you really get into the word and understand, Jesus has defeated the enemy. He has took the keys from, and has the keys for heaven and hell. And we're just excited about God giving us that authority now over all things through his name. So, Lord, we thank you for what you've done and what you're doing for our people right now. Yeah. It's in the word, folks. Read it. We win. We are sons of the living God. We are priests and kings. It's in the word, folks. We must now exercise our authority. So guys, continue to speak the word, activate the word, and be in the word each and every day. Praise God. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much. We want you to have an awesome rest of the week, and we want you to have a great rest of the evening as well. As Bishop and Doc reminded y'all, call somebody and let them know how much you love them. Call somebody you haven't talked to in a while, you know, and let them know how much you care about them, because you never know what that call will bring for them, a joy and peace and understanding and even a little bit more love. Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, hey, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Let everybody know, put it on your calendar. Lord willing, we're here every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. at Eastern Standard Time on the network. Y'all share this out. If you need to know how to get the link, let me know. I'll be glad to send that to you so you can share it out on your social media platforms. Thank you so much. Hey, we're going to leave you with Charles Jenkins, Days of Elijah. Y'all stay blessed. And remember, Jesus is Lord. God bless you, everybody.
Preparing the word of the Lord, oh yeah. And these are the days of his service, Moses, righteousness being restored. Somebody help me say it. These are the days of your harvest. Does anybody receive that? The fields are awash in the world, yeah. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring he's on, come on, come on. He's on the cloud. days of Elijah, preparing the word of the Lord. Oh yes, and these are the days of his servant Moses, righteousness being. I want to hear you sing the next part. Come on, let me hear you say it. You got it. Come on, say it.
Charles Dickens, Days of Elijah. Amen. Everybody have an awesome week. Remember to stay excited for Jesus. He's got everything under control in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, everybody. Take care and have a great rest of the week. We'll see you next time. God bless you. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we get ready to leave you today. We thank God for you, all those listening live and those later on. Thank you so much for being with us. Let's praise the Lord tonight together. Amen. God bless you. Take care, everybody. Have a good week.